you ever see like tree people just coming here and admiring this tree? Like they're here just for the tree?
Yeah, people stop just for this tree, for sure.
Today we're paying a visit to New Hampshire's largest sycamore tree, located at the historic Kimball Jenkins Estate near Horseshoe Pond on Concord's North End. We also invited my Audubon colleague, Grace McCulloch, to join us.
We thought we'd take a closer look at the American sycamore, which is so much more than just a big tree.
I'm Chris Martin.
I'm Grace McCulloch with New Hampshire Audubon.
I'm Dave Anderson with the Forest Society.
And this is Something Wild.
Folks from the city of Concord who care for this giant say it's well over 100 feet tall, and we just measured its crown spread from one side to the other at 110 feet. It's believed to be over 300 years old, meaning that it was already growing here when the town of Rumford, Concord's predecessor, was established in the early 1700s.
And this tree's circumference measures over 18 feet. It took four of us, including Co Destin, the facility manager from Kimball Jenkins Estate, to link hands and reach all the way around its massive trunk. Sycamores are known for their typically large size and multi-century lifespans. The species is known for its distinctive, platy, peeling, mottled bark. With patches of white, gray, green, and brown, it not only looks like camouflage, but come to think of it, it might be the actual inspiration for the camo design in the first place.
Sycamore bark doesn't expand as fast as the tree grows, so the outer layers flake off in irregular patches. The white color you see on the tree's upper trunk and branches is the newly exposed inner layer. That light color may help the tree reflect sunlight and allow the tree to stay cool in warmer southern climes. The facilities manager, Co Dustin, told us this year the tree was shedding huge amounts of bark.
It started dropping these pieces of bark, big pieces of bark, like all over, ankle deep across the lawn some mornings. We'd show up, people were wide-eyed. A remarkable and startling thing to see. It means it's growing.
Sycamores actually have a rich fossil history that goes back to the late Cretaceous period, the age of dinosaurs, about 100 million years ago. That makes them tens of millions of years older than our more common maples and oaks. Dave, you talk a lot about trees, but you don't talk much about sycamores. Why is that?
Well, sycamores don't form forests like pines and oaks do. They're pretty uncommon across the Granite State's landscape. New Hampshire's at the very northern edge of their natural range, but they do occur in wet soils along our major rivers. If you look, you'll find them along the Merrimack River floodplain and along the Connecticut River, about as far north as Lebanon. They're a fast-growing, light-dependent, pioneer species with a strong spreading root system that's just as expansive as its canopy.
Sycamore heartwood is prone to injury and decay. Windstorms and ice accumulation can break off branches, but the distinctive hollows that result provide nesting and denning spaces for a variety of birds and mammals. Take chimney swifts. Before chimneys dotted the landscape, chimney swifts used to roost inside hollow trees. Hollow trunks can even be denning sites for black bears and nesting sites for barred owls. Sycamores also produce pendant seed balls, consisting of thousands of light, wind-blown seeds. These provide food for purple finches, juncos, and squirrels.
As fall approaches, this sycamore's huge, bright green and broadly toothed leaves turn into yellow gold and then brown. The color show will only last a few weeks, but with the contrasting patterned bark, it's a special sight worth seeking out along southern New Hampshire rivers.
Something Wild is a partnership between New Hampshire Audubon, the Forest Society, and NHPR. Dave, you know a lot about trees. Maple, oh, you talk a lot.
I know a lot.
You know.
Right over the top of her, you can agree during her statement.